All right, more on that in a minute. As promised, we are joined right now by a Super Bowl champion and a kicker for the Green Bay Packers. He was 3 for 3 on field goals, including the game winner on Monday night. He is the all-time leader in Packers history in scoring. Most field goals, 50-yard field goals, and extra points in Packer history. He was a two-time All-American in Colorado. Green Bay is 5-1. They're in first in the NFC North. They're at home against Oakland on Sunday. That, of course, is a CBS game. Mason Crosby is my guest. Mason, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Really good to have you. So take me back to Monday night, if you don't mind. I'm always fascinated by the mindset and the mental approach of a kicker. So if you go back to the fourth quarter against the Lions, when Aaron Rodgers and the offense go out on the field, you're down by two. You know Aaron and his history of fourth quarter drives. Do you immediately start to prepare for a game-winning field goal, or do you just try and stay relaxed until you're needed? What's the approach?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I kind of look at the situation. I think we had like 6.5 minutes. Knew they had timeouts. We started off, fast in that drive, kind of moving the ball. I think we got to like the 37 yard line pretty quick. So we were within field goal range, early there. And then Aaron, that offense just did such a great job of running that clock all the way down and being able to bleed it to kick a walk off field goal is just big time. Especially, I think we started on like the 18 yard line. To run 6.5 minutes off the clock and win the game like that was huge. So anytime Aaron has the ball in his hands, I'm always getting my mind right to go out there and kick a field goal or an extra point at the end of a drive.
Mason Crosby joining us. So in terms of getting your mind right, I'm kind of curious, like, what is that involved? Are you going through like specific thoughts and a checklist, or are you just trying to empty your head of all thoughts?
Yeah, as soon as we get the ball, I kind of go into my process of, I'll hit a ball into the net, just kind of get the legs back going again, especially if I hadn't hit a kick in a little bit, and then, just kind of work through that process, and then just kind of focus on my breathing, staying calm in those moments, and then, just being prepared, but, I had to tell myself, especially there on that short, kind of having a short kick, to win the game. It's don't get too quick, don't try to do anything outside of yourself, and just kind of eliminate, some of those thoughts that that can be negative, and make sure that every thought in my mind was positive and go out there and execute.
We're talking to Mason Crosby. I mean, there's so many other levels to the story that I want to get to, but when you finally nail that kick, you get to perform a Lambo leap finally. So when did you and your long snapper, Hunter Bradley, first talk about the possibility of the leap? Had that been on your radar for a while or what?
It had. I get asked all the time, fans, different people, like, why have I never done a Lambo leap? I kick field goals, extra points. Every time anyone else scores, they usually do one. So most of the time it's like, it feels weird for me. And I said this after the game, like, for me to do it, I have to like literally run by all my teammates, and kind of avoid them to get to the wall to do the leap. So, the situation just kind of has to be right. And, so last year, actually, Monday night game had a game winner, kind of similar situation, literally just in the moment, got swarmed, didn't even think about doing it. And so after that, Hunter Bradley, our long snapper, and myself, we've been talking about it all year, waiting for that next moment. And, oddly enough, it was another Monday night game. I think it was honestly the same exact week as it was last year. And as soon as I hit it, I took off running. I see him kind of waving me on, and we were able to go and do the celebration.
What a great moment. Packers kicker Mason Crosby, my guest. Listen, I understand that it's early in the season, but you've been a part of some really special teams in Green Bay. So far, how would you describe the combination of talent and chemistry with this group?
It's special. Yeah, you don't want to, you don't want to try to compare too much. I've, I've been doing this a long time, and it's kind of in my world, as far as kicking, I try not to compare seasons and, try to recreate anything. But definitely right now, just the way we found ways to win, how we've come together on the road and our, two road wins. This last game on Monday night, was just special. There's no quit in this team. There's a lot of guys that are playing with a lot of confidence. If one guy goes down, we got the next guy stepping up, trying to make plays. And you can just see the the urgency and the consistency and all the guys on the field right now, and then our locker room. I mean, the chemistry in the building is just great. Everyone's communicating on a high level, and guys just seem to genuinely like each other. So all those things really play a factor, and yeah, so far so good. I mean, it's been really special.
You know, just speculation on my part, Mason, but I would imagine the Green Bay experience has got to be different than any other experience in the NFL. You've spent your entire career with the Packers. How much pride is there for you in being a Packer?
Oh man, so much. I mean, this organization is top notch. I've been fortunate enough to play here for my whole career so far, and I couldn't ask for a better situation. I mean, from the top down, everything is geared to support the guys in this locker room and to give us the best opportunity to go out there and win. You know, we have the best fan base. I mean, the fans are just are diehard from top to bottom, and the building is just, it's just all about trying to give us success to go out there every Sunday and get that win.
Packers kicker Mason Crosby joining us still. You know, as some people listening know, Monday night was the annual Packers versus Cancer game, and the Packers versus Cancer campaign is something you've been involved with for a number of years, except this year it was very different for you and your wife, Molly. Back in summer, she had a cough that she could not shake. She went in for tests, and the day before you report to training camp, she's diagnosed with a tumor. What do you remember about that day and receiving that news?
Yeah, it was a heavy summer. It's we could always have a lot going on, it seems like, but that's never anything that was was on our radar. That was not kind of what was expected. We're both planners, so we try to feel like we try to have everything kind of planned out and kind of organized. And that one kind of shook us, you know. It didn't make sense with how healthy she is, all the precautions, you know, she does to just try to prevent something like this from happening. So it kind of gave us that mindset, some new perspective on living life and really engaging in that space. But it was a heavy start to training camp. I was so fortunate again. Another just great thing of playing here in Green Bay. I mean, from the top down, just the support and the people that came around us and were there for us in our time of need was outstanding. And we fought through it through training camp. I was competing for my job, and she was preparing for surgery that we had right after the Kansas City game, and just the weight of that all finally being lifted on the Saturday after the final cutdowns and after her surgery, and being able to just sit there in the hospital room and be so thankful for all the, all that had kind of transpired over that month was a special moment.
You know, Mason, I've always said it, but I believe this to be true. I think that all of us, I mean, literally everybody listening right now has either dealt with cancer or dealt with somebody who has dealt with cancer. I've had this in my family. I think most people can really relate to this. So in late August, when Molly has that surgery and they successfully remove the tumor, what do you remember about that day? How'd that feel?
Man, just whenever she was in recovery coming out of that surgery, and the doctors come in and just talked about the success of the surgery, of the operation, and how, just explaining to us how confident they felt about removing the tumor and actually being able to save more of her lung than they had initially thought. Just a sense of relief, but also yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of weight there. You know, she's still going to have to, continue to have scans and do all that. And then we just start thinking about, honestly, all the other people that are going through that. My brother and sister-in-law, my sister-in-law has been fighting ovarian cancer for the last 3 years, and her fight continues. And it's just, it affects everybody, and it affects everyone in so many different ways that we definitely have a passion to continue to try to raise money, raise awareness, and on research and just on the fight against cancer, because we're all touched by it.
And then you mentioned this really quickly, that when you go through something like this with Molly and with your kids, you can't come out of that, and it's still a battle, to be sure, and it's still a process. But when you go through this part of it, you can't not see life differently, right? How does that affect your perspective, and how'd that change?
Yeah, we just, like I said, on Molly's side of things, she's kind of lived her whole life of doing things the right way, doing things to prevent, cancer and, getting sick and things like that. And so it kind of shook her a little bit and changed her perspective that, we're going to live life and we're going to enjoy our family and our friends and those people around us. Not that we didn't do that before, but really kind of had an emphasis of like, all right, what can we do outside of just trying to prevent bad things from happening and go and live this great life and support those around us. And then seeing that support that came around us and knowing the friendships and the life that we've built here in Green Bay and how special that was. We just feel so grateful and so thankful that we were able to catch it fairly early, able to have a successful operation, and then to honestly, the connections that we've had with our friends and family over these last couple months have just been really, really special.
Absolutely. He is a Super Bowl champion, a kicker for the Green Bay Packers, coming off a big game. He had the game winner on Monday night. Most field goals, 50-yard field goals, and extra points in Packer history. Green Bay is 5-1. They're first in the NFC North, and again, they're at home on Sunday against Oakland. Mason Crosby, my guest. Mason, I so appreciate the visit. Thanks very much for sharing all that information about you and your family, and really nice to have you on the show today. Thank you.
All right, really appreciate it. And I got to give a shout out. I got a bunch of guys, friends that I go golfing with in Orange County every year, and they're huge fans of yours. So I got to give those guys a shout out.
I appreciate that. Where do you guys play?
We call it Desert Classic, so we go up to Palm Springs every year. So we'll be going up there, in mid-February this year, and They're huge fans of the Jim Rome Show.
I got to find you guys then. I'm not going to play now. Keep that in mind, but I'll find you guys. I'll find you guys after the round. I'll see you on the 19th hole.
I like it. That sounds perfect. Come on up. You're always invited.
I appreciate you, Mason. Thanks so much. I'll invite myself again anytime. Mason Crosby. Good job, Mason. Appreciate the boys out here, too. All right. So always good to hear that. They're playing in the desert, and he's got some Orange County ties, and the fellas will hit it. I usually don't invite myself anywhere because that's the biggest bag move ever, but how do you not do that? Mason Crosby. I think that's a jungle debut for him.